Cargo is off almost 9% from a year ago on the Great Lakes. Grain has been down this whole shipping season because of drought and other conditions. But the surprise in August is that iron ore is off 5% after gains every month from a year ago. Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says August is a bump in the road for the 57 U.S. flagged Great Lakes vessels.
We have several boats that did not sail yet this year, so at no point have we been, you know, hitting on all cylinders, but cargoes have been rebounding since that terrible 2009. That year, the iron ore trade was its lowest level since 1938, the Great Depression, so we have been fighting back.
Aggregate and flux stone used for construction and steelmaking is also down 6%, while coal is off 20% from a year ago. But overall, cargo is up 5% this year in the port of Duluth Superior. Port Director Adolf Ojard says iron ore shipments were down slightly in August, but up 20% for the whole season.
It's certainly welcomed. There's a lot of jobs supported by iron ore moving through this harbor. So we've been strong this year. I would hope with some of the announcements that are out there will trend stronger into the next year, that things will continue on.
Ojard says so-called supercargoes, large pieces of equipment for wind, steam, and oil production, are also helping. Meanwhile, foreign cargo moving through the St. Lawrence Seaway is up nearly 7% this year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.